Friends, today we'll be learning a very interesting tshuva in the Sefer Yabi Omer of Yavandi Yosef, Yerodea, Chelek Zayin, Siman Yotes. Here Ovadia is asked by Rav Yosef Harari Raful, who's a Rav in Brooklyn, as to whether a man who was teaching in a conservative seminary may be hired as a Rebbe in a yeshiva. To which Rav Avadia answers at length with many dozens of sources, Kedarka B'Kodesh. He begins with the Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara in Chulin says that if you teach a Talmud that's Eino Hagun, it's not a good Talmud, it's not a good person, in the end the person who teaches him is going to fall in Gehenna. And Rav Zeira says if you teach a Talmud that's Eino Hagun, it's Kezarek Evan Lamarkolis, which is throwing a stone at an Avodah Zarah, which the Maharsha explains that the Torah is like a valuable stone, but the Yetzirah is also called a stone. So you throw the stone at the Avodah Zarah, but in the end it turns into the stone of the Yetzirah. The Talmud is going to pervert and twist the Torah and do bad things with it. So one is not allowed to teach a Talmud she'eino hagun. So with this, Rav Avadia is going in the direction of, look at this person. He taught Talmidim she'einam hagunim, so how can we possibly have him teach our Talmidim? So when somebody throws an evident armakolos, he has good intentions. But in the end, that's the derech of a zara. So too, if somebody teaches a Talmud she'eino hagun, even though he has good intentions, but since bad things are going to come from it, he should avoid it at all costs. The Medrash Rabbah says in Parashas Kedoshim, Eitz Chai, by the way, this shir should not, by the way, but this shir should be a schus for Fush Shlema, for Yitzchakam and Gittim L'Brian Delei, B'soch Shar Chol Yisrael. The Medrash Rabbah, Parashas Kedoshim, says, Eitz Chai Mila Machazikim Bo Rav Huna says, Divrei Torah shouldn't be like a person who has an old daughter, and he'll marry her off to anybody. Torah you should only give to somebody who is worthy. That's why Eitz Chai Mila Machazikim Bo, since you have to hold on to it, you can't just give it to anybody. The Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Talmud Torah in the fourth parak, Halacha Aleph, that you're only allowed to teach Torah to a Talmud Hagun, Noah ben Ma'isav, he has to have good midas. If he's a bad kid, first you bring him back on the right derech, and then you bring him into the base medrash. Then he quotes the Gemara in Chulin, that if you teach a Talmud she'eino hagun, it's Kizarek Evan Lamarkolis. It says in Ovis to Rabbi Nosson, at the end of parak Beis, Va'amidu Talmidim Harbi, Ovis to Rabbi Nosson is like an expanded Pirkei Avos. It says, what does it mean, Va'amidu Talmidim Harbei? Since Beis Shammai says you should only teach a smart boy, and a humble boy, a good boy, Beis Hillel argues and says, no, teach everybody, because you see how many people were not such good people, but their children were good people. A lot of kids went back on the derech, so you don't only teach the Rosh Hashiva's kids, teach all kids. And many of them came out tzaddikim and chassidim. And the Rashbitz writes in his Perish Magin Ovis, that there's a machlokas in the Gemara between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in the Chumra. Rabbi Gamliel only let into the Beis Medrash students whose external form reflected their internal form, that they're black and white, they're black and white and inside and out, they're tzaddikim. Not necessarily everyone wearing black and white is tzaddik, but you catch my drift. They were tzaddikim on the inside and on the outside. He only let those in the Beis Medrash. Tocha Kibaro, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in the Chum said no. They after Rabbi Gamliel left his post, they let everybody in the Beis Medrash, and 700 benches were added onto the Beis Medrash. And it's muach from the Gemara that the Allah is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in the Chum, that everybody should be let in. And even though, says the Rashbitz, we have a Gemara that says one shouldn't teach the bad Talmidim, that's only a Talmud who has a bad reputation, who has evil deeds. But stam, you don't check. That's the Gemara in Brachas is saying stam kach, you don't check the boy's too much. That's what the Rambam says. That you teach a boy if he's tam, you don't know, he doesn't know any better. You don't know, he doesn't know. You could teach him. But if you know the boy's a bad boy, he's going to twist the Torah around and he's going to misuse the Torah, then you're not allowed to teach him. And the Rambam says, the Rambam, Rav Avadia Yosef says, that the conservative rabbis, many of them twist and pervert the Torah. So one is not allowed to teach them. And they're Eino Magia Lahorah, and they're paskining, even though they're not worthy of doing so. Many of them don't believe in Torah Minashemayim. So, this person who taught them, who you might want to hire now is to be a Rebbe in your yeshiva, was doing a big Aveira by teaching these people. And we know that in order to be a Rebbe, you have to be a good person, like it says in the Gemara. That's If the Rav is Domin, Chagiga Tesvav Amid Beis, to a Malach Hashem Tzvakos, you should learn from him. If not, then don't. So how did Rabbi Meir learn from Acher, Rabbi Elisha ben Avuyu, who had gone off the Derech? So Reish Lakish says, the Rabbi Meir Badarshin the Pasuk, Hat Aznachos, Shema Devrei Chachom, Velipa Beliv Chatoshis Ladaiti, Ladaitim, Lememra Ladaiti. Listen to the Chachamim, but in the end, Lip Chatoshis Ladaiti, listen to Hashem, and not Ladaitim. If the Chacham is telling you something bad, you shouldn't listen to him. So Rabbi Meir was able to follow Hashem, and that if Elisha ben Avuyah was doing bad things, he wouldn't follow him, but he still wanted to turn Torah b'piv. But we see Al Kopanim Bastira in the Gemara that the Gemara brings Psukim, one Pasuk, that one may learn from a Rebbe who's Eino Hagun, who's not a Malach Hashem Tzvakos, and another source that one may not learn from such a Rebbe. So Kosher Kray Adodi, and the Gemara answers Haba Gadol Haba Katan. This is very key. What does it mean Haba Gadol Haba Katan? Rashi says Gadol Adei Lizar Shliyumin Mimaisav Yachalul Matar Mipiv, that if you're a Gadol who knows not to learn from the Maisim of this bad Rebbe, then you're allowed to learn Torah from his mouth. But if one is a katan, one is a child, one is not able to discern, one is going to follow his bad deeds, then one is not allowed to learn from him. So we see a fundamental distinction made by the Gemara between a gadol and a katan. A gadol is allowed to learn from a Rebbe who's not a Malach Hashem Tzvakos, but a katan is not. The Rambam says, V'chein harav sheino olech b'derech tova, aval pi shechacham gadol, who v'chol am tzrichim lo, so the Rambam says if the Rav is going on the Derech that's not good, even though he's a big Chacham and everybody needs him, you're not allowed to learn from him until he comes back on the right Derech. Only if he's a Malach Hashem Tzvakos, you should seek Torah from his mouth, and if not, not. And so Paskins the Torah Shulchan Aruch and Yerideh Reish Mem Vav Sivches Frekta Lecha Mishnah, the famous Lecha Mishnah. Why did the Rambam mechalik between a Gadol and a Katan like in the Gemara? The Gemara says that a Gadol is allowed to learn from this Rav who's not Domel Malach Hashem Tzvakos, and a Katan is not allowed to learn from him. The Rambam makes no such distinction. The Rambam says that no one's allowed to learn from him. So Frekta Lecha Mishnah, why did the Rambam make the chilik between a gadol and a katan? If you're going to say the reason the Rambam wasn't mechalik between a gadol and a katan because we're all ketanim b'zmanazeh, and that's why the Rambam wrote stoma that no one's allowed to learn from him. So it's not only talking about what's going to be now, maybe even in the future. I don't know if in the future how they're going to be. Rabbanim ureinim hagunim. Akopan and the Lecha Mishnah says the Rambam should have said, even though Bizman is there, we might all be Ketanim, but he should have made this chiluk, because maybe there'll be a time where there will be Gedolim. And then a Gadol is allowed to learn from such a Rav. Now the Yishlomer, the Sfirle, the Rabbeinu Shlomer, Ken Reish Lakish, Allah says, Svar, the Rameir Bilvan. It could be that Reish Lakish only recorded this pasuk of the Daiti, below the Daitim, that the person is going to listen to me, and not to the bad Rebbe, to listen to Hashem, and not to the bad Rebbe, for that's for Rebbe Meir. But Ein Halacha came. And that is also mucha from the Lashon of the Rambam, Kra Ashkech from the Lashon of Rabbi Meir. It says, the Lashon of the Gemara, the Gemara says, Rabbi Meir, Kra Ashkech v'Darash. Rabbi Meir found the Pasuk and he darshened it. It's Mashav Rabbi Meir darshened the Pasuk. But we don't paskin like that. So Zok, the Lecha Mishnah, the reason the Rambam wasn't mechal between a Gadol and a Katan is because that's only a Chilik Lefi Rabbi Meir, to answer up Rabbi Meir, but we don't paskin like that. And so writes the Shach in Yerideya, and so the Ra'im in a Tshuva. Harul Chorit Shver, it says in the Gemara in Chagiga Tesvav Amid Beis that Rabbi Bar Shila found Eliyahu Hanavi, and he said to him, "What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing?" And he said, "He's saying a sugya in the name of all the rabbis, but not in the name of Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir learned from Acher." Amalei Amai. Why not? Rabbi Meir Matzah Rimon Matzah Toch Ochel Klipas Zorak. Rabbi Meir found the pomegranate. He ate the inside and he threw away the klipa. So too Rabbi Meir with Elisha Ben Avuya. He threw away the bad stuff. He didn't accept the bad stuff that Elisha was doing, but the inside that he accepted. So the Gemara continues. Now the Yohan Avi says, Hashta Kamar Kuchabrichu Meir Bini Omer. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is quoting Rabbi Meir. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to your voice, Rabbi Bar Shila, and he's tackled quoting Rabbi Meir. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking, that a Gadol can learn from a Rav Sheino Hagun. So it's mashman that we do paskin. That a Gadol is allowed to learn from a Rav Sheino Hagun. And either Lecha Mishnah was Medayek, that it says in the Gemara, Reb Meir Krashkech Vidarsh, it's Dafka Svaris, Reb Meir, we don't paskin like this. So the Yad Malachi proves not like that. The Yad Malachi, say for Aklolim, Kal Tovkuf Lamed Aleph, it says, Ein Mosif and Alamidos Yosem Mishtus, Vekomar Shmuel, Krashkech Vidarsh. It says in the Gemara in Bava Basra that Shmuel found a pasuk in Hilchas Midos, in the size of your Kalim. And now that I add on to the size more than a sixth, people will be misled. I'll call upon him. The Rambam paskins like this, Shmuel, who found the pasuk Krashkech Vidarish. So to in Sukkot and Beis, Krashkech Vidarishu, Vidarush, and the Rambam paskin that way, in the fifth parak of Hilchas Sukkah. So we have other sources as well that we do paskin a krashkech v'darsh. Don't tell me, just because Rabbi Meir krashkech v'darsh, Rabbi Meir found the pasuk and darshened it, that it means that we don't paskin that way. We see that it says in the Gemara that a rabbi found the pasuk and darshened it, and we do paskin that way. So we can paskin like Rabbi Meir. It's not only for Rabbi Meir; it's for everybody. The pasuk is talking about everybody. So everybody can learn from a Rebbe who's Zeinu Hagen as long as he's a Gadol. So the Gemara had a stira, and one pasuk says you should only learn from a Malach Hashem Tzvakos. Im a Rav Doma la Malach Hashem Tzvakos, then you've actually Torah Mipiyu. And then we had another pasuk from Rish Lakish, that you can learn from a Rav, even if he's not Rabbi Meir of Darshan, that you can learn from a Rav, even if he's not a Malach Hashem Tzvakos. So which one is it? And then we also have another pasuk for Rabbi Hanina, also Zariah for Rabbi Meir. So the Lecha Mishnah want to say, we don't pass him like Rabbi Meir. It's Dafka for Rabbi Meir, but we see that might not be true. That we see a Gemara in Chagiga Tesvav Amid Beis, that we do pass him like Rabbi Meir. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did say a Torah in the name of Rabbi Meir, and it's not dafka for Rabbi Meir, it could be for everybody, because he found the pasuk and darshened it. We see elsewhere that it says a rabbi found the pasuk and darshened it, and it's a psak for everybody. I saw in the Achronim that they say, very interesting, the Rambam does pasuk in the Gemara. We ask, why doesn't the Rambam pasuk in the Gemara? The Rambam pasuk in the Gemara, just not like the way Rashi learns it. The chiluk between Gadol and Katan, according to the Rashi, is in the Talmud. The Rambam is learning the Gemara differently. The Rambam is learning the Gemara means Gadol and Katan. Habba Gadol and Katan is talking about the Rav. The Rav is a Gadol and the Rav is a Katan. Meaning that the Gemara is saying if the Rav is a Gadol like Elisha ben Avuya, then you can learn from him. And if the Rav is a Katan, even though he's not on the Derech, even though he's not a Malach Hashem, and if he's a Katan, you shouldn't learn from him. That's how the Rambam is learning the Gemara. And then that's why the Rambam writes, it's Gabalik. If the Rav isn't going on the right derech, even though he's a Chacham Gadol, the Rav is a Gadol. And people need him. You still don't learn from him at Shuvah L'Mutav. So he's mentioning the Gemara, he's alluding to the Gemara, that the Gemara is Mechal between Gadol and Katan, but he's paskening that even if he's a Gadol, you still shouldn't learn from him. It's very interesting. The difference between the Rambam and Rashi. We always learn the Gemara is Gadol and Katan, is talking about the Talmud. Rashi's talking about the Rambam, says he's talking about the Rebbe. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the famous Or HaChaim that all the Achronim quote, Parashas Sarei, Yud Beis, Chof Ches. Aval Anochem, Losses Tam LaRamam, Desfir Leishib Ismanazein, Das Shlema, Sheikhoshev Ish Lagodel, Shiuch Aluma, Bipi Chocham Rasha, Shadafgar Bimeir, Shayashalom, Bidas, Hu Shehutalo Adover. Shein lochos shiul menu rishol. It's dafka din and Rabbi Meir. Vavshel azed diya kashas Rabbi Meir krashkech v'darosh v'chem Rabbi Meir matzah rima. Shedafka chacham gadol b'geb Rabbi Meir yeshnoi behetur zeh. Fishu bevadi yizruk haklipa v'lo yochal al oichal. V'sro azun uchonu mitzad atzma. And that's why the Rambam says the Orachayim wasn't machalik between a gadol and a katan. Because in our generation there's nobody like Reb Meir. So therefore, since in our generation we don't have people like Reb Meir, he didn't pass in the Gemara, so the Lechem Mishnah didn't like this teretz. He didn't want to say that in our generations we don't have someone like Reb Meir, so the Rambam didn't bother passing in the Gemara. Because maybe in the future generations there will be somebody like Reb Meir. But the Lechem Mishnah likes that teretz. He says in our generation we don't have anybody in his level. Lecha Mishnah's teretz was that Reish Lakish was only coming to give a svar. He was only trying to defend Rabbi Meir. The Gemara itself doesn't hold that a gadol can learn from a rav sheino hagun. A rav is not a malach Hashem tzivakus. And we're just trying the pasuk the Gemara brought with to justify Rabbi Meir. But we're not the Gemara's not passing like that at all. And the Lecha Mishnah's teretz and the first teretz of the Or HaChaim's teretz and the first teretz of the Lecha Mishnah is that in fact the Gemara's chiluk is for everybody. Haba gadol, haba katan. It's not just that the Gemara isn't rejecting it. The Gemara is really giving a svara for to accept it as given halacha. The only thing is, bizman hazeh, we don't have Rabbi Meir's anymore, so we can't paskin like the Gemara. That's the Or HaChaim's teretz. We know that the Rambam learned secular wisdoms. He learned from Natsesh Kishmak at Tzadikim. So the Chidah brings in the Birka Yosef. We see that he learned Chachmas Chitzonius. The Rivash writes in a Tshuva, the Rambam was the Somech on the Chilak of the Gemara. Ha-Gadol Ha-Bakar. He understood he's a Gadol. So he could talk and learn from people around such great Tzadikim. Even though there's another explanation that this chiluk of learning from a Rebbe who's Eino Hagen is only learning from him directly. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that if somebody is learning from a book would be beseder, as long as what he's teaching are good things. He's teaching Torah. He's teaching to follow the right path. So the Rambam maybe only learned from Svarim. He didn't learn directly from the from Rishayim, but he just read their books. So that would be a defense of the Rambam. But if it's true, if we don't accept this chiluk and we say that the Rambam learned Chachmas Chitzonius and he learned from people who aren't tzaddikim, then one can also pass and make a chiluk between Torah and other things. Al Kopanim, if you say that the Rambam learned from people who weren't such great tzaddikim, and that means that he's passing in the chiluk between Gadol and Katan, even Bizman Hazeh, passing it for himself. You have a Gemara in Makkos that says that if a Rav went into Galus, the yeshiva goes with him. So Frek the Maharshal, why doesn't the Gemara say, so you should learn from a good Rebbe? And this way you won't have to follow him into Galus. Just like the Gemara says that you should teach good Talmidim because they might end up killing and then you're going to have to follow the Rebbe has to follow the Talmud into Galus. So why aren't we worried about the Talmud having to follow the Rebbe into Galus and make sure you only learn from a good Rebbe? As the Gemara says, you should learn from from someone only if he's Toma L'Malach Hashem. Says the Maharsha, because the Maskan of the Gemara is Haba Gadol Haba Katan.
that a Galdik and Taka learn from a Rav Shein or Hagen, like Rabbi Meir learned from Acher, and therefore Lop Sikale. The Gemara couldn't say, don't learn from a Rabbi Zain or Hagen, because Taka the Argadolim could learn from Rabbi Shein or Hagen. That's the Marsha, it's the Marsha of Fal, learns that it is Lahalacha. However, the other Achronim, the Lecha Mishnah and the Rechaim HaKadosh, they say that it's not Lahalacha. It's not lahalacha, like the Or Chaim says, because b'zman hazeh, who's on the madrega? Who's on the madrega to learn from? Who's on the madrega to learn from a Rav Shein or Hagun, who's not going to accept, who's not going to follow him in any way, just going to learn Torah from him like Rav Meir did to Acher? Says Rav Avadia, l'fi zeh b'doreinu zeh, shakol nachshavim l'ktanim ein lomad pi Rav Shein or Hagun. Today we're all considered ktanim. And therefore you shouldn't learn from a Rebbe who's not a Hagun, who's not on the right derech, who's deviant. The Rebbe has bad midos, the Talmidim learn bad midos from him. The Rebbe speaks Lashon Hara, the Talmidim learn to speak Lashon Hara from him. You should be very careful about bad Rebbeim. Baruch Hashem, also Rebbeim are very good people. So Paskind, Rabbi Shef Feinstein, in Yerudea, Simon Kufches, page Kufpei, that we have to be very careful about this person. Rav Avadia knows exactly who they're talking about. So he says, I know this guy in Rav Moshe also. Dano Sober Roschen. He was very, very strict with him. He said, you can't learn from him. He's going to teach you bad things. Even if he knows how to learn very well, if he's got a good head, he knows a lot of Torah. And therefore, Rav Moshe Feinstein says not to hire such a person. And I'm telling you not to hire such a person. And he says, thank God, Shalom on Yisrael. Rabbi concludes, he says, Klal Yisrael, so many Talmidei Chachamim, so many Tzaddikim, why don't you hire one of them? And then they'll draw from the living wells of water from Talmidei Chachamim, Lahagdil Torah Lahadira, and if you listen to us, you will be very safe and secure. And he concludes the Tshuva B'Birchas HaTorah Mivadya Yosef. So we see an interesting tshuva here. Not to learn from a Rav Sheino Hagun, a Rav with bad deus, a Rav with bad midos. Be very, very careful. It's this person who taught people who are going to end up spreading incorrect hashkafos. Should not be hired unless, of course, he did tshuva. But until then, he should not be hired to teach in a Torah institution. We should all be zoche to have rabbanim who are domim lemalach Hashem tzivakos. It's interesting, a lot of svarim ask in this Gemara, what's the pshat? How can somebody be domim lemalach Hashem tzivakos? So what's the essence of a malach? A malach is a shliach. That's why a malach can't do two shlichios, then it'd have to be two malachim. A malach is a messenger, so the Rav has to be like a malach, that he has to know that he's a shliach, that he's in this world just as an agent of God, as a messenger of God. There are other pshatim as well. We'll suffice with that one. We'll give ourselves a bracha. We should always learn from tzaddikim. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.